I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Chinese President Hu Jintao's visit to the U.S. next week is an opportune time for President Bush to address religious rights issues. Because of the connection between China and North Korea, Open Doors is partnering in Freedom Week, a campaign to raise awareness for the persecuted church. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says the repression has only served to strengthen the church.
There are hundreds of Christians who flee North Korea and are touched by the Lord while in China to go back into North Korea underground, smuggle themselves back into North Korea to minister to the persecuted church there.
Next, thousands of people have been flooded out of their homes and thousands more are under threat of evacuation as the Danube River continues to overflow its banks in Eastern Europe. In Romania, houses have been destroyed and crops submerged in one of the poorest countries in Europe. World Vision is responding to the emergency with food, blankets, and supplies to provide relief for evacuees. Their quick intervention and compassionate care is a witness to the love of Christ they share with others. And from a small loan to a new church, it's the principle of seed and harvest. Farms International's Joseph Richter says they have three microcredit programs running in Thailand. Now these self-supporting churches are planting their own new churches. Richter says that translates into a lot of ministry.
Our program encourages and actually requires tithing of every loan recipient out of their profits. So every time we help a family, a church is helped with the tithing that comes out of that project.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.